Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Yo, what's your boy, Rob? And you listening to RadioDR.co.za. Easy.
Black House Talk. That's what we say.
Black House Talk. Black House Talk. Radio DR.
Black House Talk.
Oh, we at it again.
Black House Talk. We got that. We got the movements. We coming with them episodes this year.
Yeah, like, we
and we bringing you dope people. Like only we haven't had a lady in a while, and we thought we should bring you.
You know, we started episode one
with a lady,
and we did episode 10. So now it's only right that we do number 11.
You know, go back to our roots, our woman loving roots.
Yeah, keep that feminine energy going. We do need more female guests though.
Yeah, we've got Miss Nobile Ndlovu Makatjin.
Hello.
An actress, a star. I like her. She can act. She's actually good at what she does. She's actually good. Like, trust me. Hello, madam. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. You want to speak up a little bit?
Yes. Coincidentally, the 11th is my birthday.
Which 11th? The 11th of which month?
Of Jan. Yes, I'm Capricorn. I'm crazy.
We are saying, Yavel. I think you have to be crazy to do your job.
True.
What, to do acting?
Yeah.
There has to be a percentage of you.
It's like
a
weird thing. Like, I remember laughing with a friend of mine, Makir.
Yeah.
He's like, so we come together ne, and throw all these resources at pretending to be other people. That's what acting is.
This guy is a dark place in that man's heart.
No, it's not that thing. But the thing, in reality, all of us here are here because of the art of pretending to be other people. Which is storytelling in itself. So.
Very true.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways to tell stories, prof. I mean, she pretends to be other people.
Yeah, actor.
Oh, it's the same thing sometimes. I'm joking. How did you get into this?
I always knew I was going to act at some point.
Where did you grow up? Let's start there.
I grew up in a little town called DMAT.
DMAT?
D-E-M-A-T.
Where is that from?
It's the middle of nowhere, actually. Because if
So what is it like in PMB? Or?
No, it's Durban. Marin Hillside. Besuyangena emahashahashin phakathi
yego Marin Hill udluleke. So you were then...
Yeah.
How did you connect with acting?
I've always had a larger than life imagination, and everything I saw on TV just appealed to me. Every time I saw actors acting, I was just like, "Yes, yes, man.
This is what I want to do."
I just thought it was beautiful. Umuntu akhale nje. I was like, "I want to know how they do that." And the rest, as they say, is history.
So did you pinch yourself at the beginning to cry?
I cried, funny enough.
How did you do it?
What, the first time you did an acting gig?
Well, my first ever TV gig, I actually cried because I didn't believe it. I could not believe it. Oh, so you act.
Dude.
I've always wanted to do it, so it was surreal. But it was fun. And I thought it catered to my crazy side.
What was your first acting gig?
Ingozi. TV was Ingozi. It was season 1 and 2. SABC 1, it was on Sundays.
You?
Yes.
Did you used to sit there and watch the first time?
Watch myself and think,
did you like it though? Like
the it first was time? Creepy in the beginning.
Creepy how?
So I'm still trying to make the connection here. Because like I said, my plaza in it. And then, what, acting is like really all CBD. Doesn't matter which province you're in.
Yeah, true. I firstly joined my drama clubs in the community. And then at school, in high school, I went into another drama club. When I got to university, because my mom registered what I was going to study, and it was chemical engineering.
Wow.
And I went to MUT.
Were you smart?
Pardon?
Were you smart in school?
I was. Okay. So she didn't think I would
act. Chemical engineering is not a joke.
Okay.
She just thought, what a waste. Honestly, that is exactly how my mom thinks.
Wow.
She thinks this is a waste of my time. She keeps reminding me, when am I going to go back to school and finish my
Even right now?
Yes.
While you're on national TV.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Like, my mom has my plus.
Yeah?
And it's got how many? Okay.
4 million.
Around 4 million a day.
Four million people watch you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom is like, this thing's a joke.
Go back. Hard to please.
Go to school.
Impossible to please. My mom sees me as a forensic scientist.
I think I fucks with your mom. I like that. She's you know, she's what's up. Funda is skill.
Funda. Ati lento yakhe izophela uzokwenza njani?
Yo, she's, yeah, I guess she's afraid though.
She's Zulu.
Listen to your mom, bro.
Society mentality, bro.
So it's not about what you want or what you think. You just do.
You just do.
You just
That's
do.
The weirdest thing is, like, even when the narrative that you're crafting yourself is working, the fear is still there from parents. Like, that old narrative of, no, we need to get you a degree.
Yep.
And so on. But it's like, there's so many people unemployed with master's degrees.
I just think that our parents were only told, or maybe were just only exposed to careers such as being a doctor or a teacher, yeah, or, and that's like what brought in money, because that's what they had access to.
They also saw all the people that were creatives die broke as well.
Very young and broke.
There's also that element that we tend to forget as young and Zuguti. Most of the fears comes...
We can't blame our parents, because that's what they see. That's what's sold to them.
Yeah. Do you mind putting your phone on the couch? It's making noise.
No problem.
Don't worry. I got you. So, yeah, drama clubs.
And then one day when I was 19, during my first year, I ran away from home to go to Joburg.
Wait, you're 19.
To go to Joburg.
You ran away from home.
I think I've heard the story before. I think there was an ultimatum or something laid down by your mom.
Well, yes, my mother was like, it's either I do this or I leave her house.
Whoa.
And then I moved in with my sister, my older sister, Ayanda, and I lived with her while I was studying because her place was closer to school.
So what, the running away from home wasn't that dramatic?
Packed the suitcase, 5 outfits, 3 pairs of shoes, and I took my last
5 outfits.
And 3 pairs. It's not like it's
This is like
suitcase.
The smallest bag I've ever heard packed by a girl.
3 pairs. Well, those are the only pairs of shoes you had.
I needed to buy time. So I couldn't take a lot.
Oh, so you don't want to give away that you're running away.
So then she can't see that I'm gone.
Okay.
So, and I take my last 200 bucks. I buy a bus ticket to Johannesburg.
What year was this?
It was 2015.
This is quite recent.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Because I'm quite young.
Do you mind sharing?
I'm 26 years old.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
That was the easiest. I thought you were going to stab me.
No. it's just right. The number.
So this was you were like, what, 20, 19?
Yeah. And I call my cousin. There's a cousin of mine that lives in Johannesburg. I tell her that please house me while I audition, and then I will leave.
So what, did you have an agent at this point in time?
No.
Did you know what an agent wants at this point in time?
Yes. Oh. I'd done a bit of Googling.
Thank you, Milena.
And a monologue and so I Googled everything.
Okay, cool. So it's run away from home, get to cousin's place.
No, she didn't pick up. So I was stranded in Johannesburg, Park Station.
And this was the first time at Park Station.
Right? Oh my God. And it's huge. And there's a lot of people.
That is a scary experience.
Bro. I cried.
Like, Durban Airport is smaller. It's like everything in Durban compared
it
to
is very small.
Well, it links South Africa to the rest of the world, prof. Leave us. Joburg links South Africa
saying,
to the rest of the world.
Like, I remember the first time I went to Park Station, I was like, God damn, so many people.
Yes.
And it's like, I can imagine when you've never experienced a space with so many people. Unless
you should see how tiny Durban Station is.
It's small.
It's small.
Compared to...
It's, it's not even the parking lot. Maybe it's the parking lot of Park Station.
Just the,
the parking lot and the entrance. Yeah, bro.
But the thing, here's the thing about Joburg for me. I'm like, you get used to large numbers, right?
Yeah.
And then when you find a space where there's... It's like if I had to get a train, right? And there's like only 9 people. I'd rather walk home because I don't trust these 9 people.
But because, you trust 100 people on the streets?
Yes. Because at least I can try scream Vimba or something so other people who want to go mess up a nigga today can do something. Whereby 9 people... One person decides I'm going to rob these people. Nobody's going to do anything.
Oh, no ways. 100 people? Mm-mm.
Yo, I don't think be on any train unless it's in Cape Town, bro. Like, that's the only
time. Have you been on a train before?
In Cape Town.
You need to experience a Joburg train.
All the time in Cape Town. Nah, listen. All the time.
We're going to go to Joburg now.
Hey, yo, and I ain't even taking a train in Durban, bro.
We're going to get to the train station at 5:30.
Why?
So you can experience the trauma.
Can we take a taxi? I'm taking a taxi. I'm
fighting to get out.
I'm taking a taxi in Brum.
That doesn't count. That's
good enough.
It's nothing.
That is nothing.
You had Park Station.
Mm-hmm. I had to call people. No one answered. And I can't call anyone at home because no one knows.
Were you terrified at this point in time?
I'm crying to a point where I had to write on Facebook that I'm stranded. Humble if there's a KZN lady, preferably, who can help me. And there was a young lady, Wongegam Kize, who sent me another lady's number, Unombolelo Chili, who was in Joburg, who had just come back from the Lion King.
Yeah.
She said, she's a nice girl, call her, she'll help you out. She came and she picked me up.
Wow.
Never seen
her. Thank God to Mark Zuckerberg, man.
She came her again. And she picked me up.
Oh.
And she took me to a place. I showered. I ate. I went to auditions, and then I finally got a job.
How long?
For 3 weeks. It wasn't that long.
You found an audition in 3 weeks?
I found a job in 3 weeks.
Whoa, my nigga! I told you to fly to Prawami.
She came there with a
kid. She came there with a farm mentality. Come fuck shit up.
It had to work. It had to work. My mom found out on TV that I was...
On TV?
Was this now?
So which show when she saw my post and she saw the first thing was... Cool.
You had 5 outfits. Your mom didn't call after like 5 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, you're out of clothes now. Come back. But like,
did she call?
My mom never.
A girl.
She only called you after she saw you on TV?
Yes. Not like never, Bella. Every time she called, I'd lie and say something. My sister can't say something. I've got dirt in her too, so she can't tell.
Oh, wow. Aren't you the loving sibling?
So she didn't say anything.
You're dramatic, man.
My family found out on TV. I'm scared of them. That's why I would rather rebel than confront them. So I ran.
You know.
Yeah.
Nah, I get you. I get you, you know.
But look at me now.
So are you telling the young artists to rebel?
No.
What are you telling them?
I'm telling them to have a plan. That's what I'm telling. You had better have a plan.
You had a plan. It was a plan. The plan was to get to Joburg. The plan was to
get to Joburg because... I already told myself that you do not have a long time. So every audition is your last. Because you don't even know where you're going to be sleeping next week. So your ass better. Nail it. You need not give them a choice. They can't say no. Obviously a couple did, but...
Okay, where do you attribute Uguba blind back? Like, where does it come from? Like, why are you like... able to do this job so flawlessly? Like, how did you put the practice? How did you put the work into it?
I was my own counselor. So I had to act every part that I needed. Every person that I needed in my life, I had to act them out growing up.
You had to act out everybody that you needed in your life?
Yes, every single person. And I would tell myself exactly what I wanted to hear.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how would a let's imagine you had a crap day at school.
Yeah.
So how would a conversation with...
A conversation with my mother.
With your counselor.
With my counselor. My counselor at this point, if I'm having a bad day, is my mom. So I'd come home first and foremost, my mom would have a delicious lunch ready for me. I love
food. Every day.
Every single day. Mm. Home cooked. No, not bread. Not sandwiches. Food. She'd cook a beautiful meal. She'll help me with my homework. And at this point, my mom is a maths genius.
Your mom is a maths genius?
Yes, my counselor mom. She's a maths genius. So she's helping me with my homework. She's asking me about bullies. So what happened today? Oh, mom, she was just not acting nice. My mom would say the perfect line every single time. You're stronger than this. You'll get through this. You're smarter than them. They don't even see it coming. And the next day, I would come back and I would do the same thing. Because she was never there. She was a working mom. So yeah. I had to find a way.
So you built imaginary friends?
I had a couple.
I'm not judging it because I do believe. It's there's a whole therapy that's built around that idea of pretending to be somebody specific.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to perform it, which allows you to then perform some of your pain that you actually don't deal with.
True.
So in that sense, it was almost like you are, healing / self-soothing.
I'm good at it now. I'm really good at it now.
Mm.
I can literally slum for a good week, not leave my bed, not leave the house, close the windows, eat and watch TV.
Hi, boo.
And snap right out of it in less than a minute. If and when I want to.
So what, it's like a mental state that you go into?
If I'm slammed, I'm at home. Probably someone said something stupid and it didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
And because everything is imaginary, I haven't dealt with it. It'll just be like, yeah, I'm valid because of 1, 2, and 3. That's why even prof said that to me. And then I'd slam. It was just an excuse. And then I'd hit 30 minutes in the gym. I'm back. Right back.
Endorphins. Dank.
Yeah, I'm not
endorphins. So that's... I think that comes from you then being able to jump into all these different characters.
Yep.
So you know when this one is draining you, you know when this one is, you know when you need to get a pick-me-up and you know how to do it yourself. That's actually pretty cool because like when you're kind of running and stuff, they'll tell you to be kind to yourself, push yourself. If you were training somebody else, train yourself like that. So I totally get it, Wootsie. It helps. Grandpa's parked the scooter. You were saying, Ungo?
Yes. So I've had practice. I've had practice to jumping into character, coming out. But obviously I've had to kind of refine my skills because that was always happening when I wanted it. But now having to act professionally, it has to happen when the director wants it. Or it has to happen exactly how it's written in script. You can't slump for a week. You have to get out of it in a minute. So now that's how, when I then went to school, then decided to do a Bachelor of Arts degree to refine those skills. Because I've had practice and I love what I do. And I always feel so real when I do that because of the emotions come from a real place.
Yeah.
So it's such an amazing feeling when you get into character and you do a scene and you get out and you're like,
I killed that.
Focus.
That's actually how one of my gauges for a good actor, how you can go from super sad to burst out laughing as soon as they say cut. That is always hilarious to see.
I think for me, I'm every actor's got their own techniques. This other actor was simple. He's brilliant. But I remember he was coming to audition and I bump into him. I'm like, hey, send him, I'm greeting him, etc. And it's he's got this very subdued energy, etc. And I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe he's not in the mood today, whatever. And then I bump into him after the audition, two completely different people. He was literally in character the whole entire day.
Sure.
So it's different for, obviously, not, I can't expect every actor to go do that.
No, it's not an everyday thing. It's, when I probably think it, because it's just what you see when they're just being actors, when actors are being actors, when they're in sync. when they all like they were they practiced the scene and they know what they have to stare at each other for 10 seconds now, and then they hold it in so great, and then they say cut, and then they burst out laughing. It's just I've noticed that only the good actors can do that. it's just one thing I've really noticed. It's one of my markers.
That what you're saying, Prof, actually happened to me today, because when I walked out, I had a scene today. I had to be very emotional about it, and also be in a state where I could not understand. So I had to semi be crazy while I'm crying. So today, from upstairs, and it was the first time I practiced this, from upstairs, I walked out of my dressing room in character. A friend of mine, which is my colleague, Upesi Zakele, tried to greet me. She's like, why is she looking like that? And Tushana whispered, she's in character. I was like, oh, okay, sorry. And it was such a beautiful experience, because when I got down there, I just did it in one take. And I was like, yeah, I know. It works.
Team fuck shit up.
Yes.
Team fuck shit up.
Like, one take, I'm out of here.
That's dope. Lungelo is directing.
Yes.
Shout out Lungelo. Big
shout out Lungelo.
Short guy.
Short giant.
Outside of acting, what else do you do?
I love food. So this year I've decided to explore my love for food. I love cooking.
But what is exploring? I decided to explore. What is exploring?
Yeah, it's like there's an Instagram page coming. Like, what's happening?
YouTube channel? All these things. TikTok, all these things.
A restaurant.
Tell us. We want to know.
Well, I wanted to go back to culinary school this year. Whoa. I wanted to go to culinary school this year. My cousin has been, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous of her. I'm jealous of her life, and I want it.
So, Prof's writing a movie for you about being a chef now. Chef movies are so in.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a Prof. Chef horror.
A horror.
Yes.
Okay.
Who wants to watch a movie about a chef? What the hell?
Have you seen Chef?
What the series?
No, the movie.
The docu.
No,
the movie called Chef.
Please.
Is it a horror?
Have you seen Chef?
I haven't.
Both of you guys go watch Chef. Damn it. It's such a good movie. I was shocked as well that the movie about chefs was good.
Nobody's going to pay to go. Has anybody paid to go watch it?
It won awards. That's what we won, right?
No. I want to have fun. This award
Prof,
business.
Please write it.
This award
you
business.
See, she sees it.
There's a first thing. There's a first time for everything.
Horror.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Maybe at the end, we'll give you like a dream of something. A horror.
No.
Thriller suspense.
We're negotiating. I'll take Thriller suspense.
If you can come up with an interesting idea, cool. But
okay, sure.
Okay. Done. You're writing it, Prof.
Chef. Yeah,
what the hell, guys? It's a guy who cooks food. How?
It's a woman.
But here's, like, I just, with the title Chef, right? And it's not some supernatural story or whatever.
Yeah.
I just picture it's going to be something emotionally heavy and draining.
It's very light and happy.
What is it, a comedy?
It's not. It's like, It's just one of those well-written movies that you can't...
Okay, cool. I'll give it a try.
He wrote it over like 5 years or something. Come on.
Over 5 years?
Yeah.
You don't have that long.
Yeah?
You don't have that long.
I mean, you don't have that long.
Chef.
Yeah.
You don't have that long.
I really like food. 5 more years.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. So you open... Okay, cool. You're going to back to culinary
school. Yes, I'm going to go to culinary school this year. So just like explore that side. And I've also... I have a love for animals. So I want if I'm...
Oh, yeah. No, that so I can
buy. I'm going to buy land. And I found a beautiful piece of plot.
Does it have water?
It has water. It has a river right next
there
to it.
There was a boat. No, made them.
Where yes, I can. Oh. To save myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Only me.
How many acres are we talking? It needs to be as far as the eye can see.
I know.
Is there a mountain? Do you have a mountain?
Yes.
Tuana! It's big enough.
So yes, how's the mountain? There's a mountain and then there's a river.
Wait, is the mountain in
can
your
can I buy
land?
Like 30 square meters?
I'm going to buy
no,
probably
for
bigger.
Me can,
or like, for you.
From you, can I buy 30 square meters on that land?
I'll think about it. I'm planning to expand. I'm planning to make it big. So
farmer.
I'm indeed get to
So the figure, Kulu, let us see. Obutamata swak kitchen.
Yonki dongi landala.
All organic food, Baba.
Nzoko kanota man.
When we at gym, do you work out?
I do.
Is it part of keeping your body straight as an actor?
It's part of my feel good me time to do list things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get
gym is fun for me. It's not like exercise. It's fun and it makes me happy. Every time I hit the gym, I'm happy afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why don't I keep doing something that makes me happy? Hey, I can't.
So you work on a daily show now. All the time in Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then how is it? Yeah.
No, shoot.
How is it being plunged? Because you've done shows. Like, and they were getting watched by some people, but this show gets watched by a lot more people. How was that change in the audience, like, mass? Did you feel it in your actual life?
It hit me hard. It was a huge surprise. It was a huge surprise, because...
Did you not know what was going to happen? Because I could have told you if I knew you then.
Yeah, but knowing, yes, and experiencing things are two different things.
Even if you tell it to me, I most probably will not... Like, the magnitude, you can never measure.
Yeah.
Until you are in that situation.
Okay.
So the first time I think it happened to me was after Kanye found out that her Bamngani's kids are actually her dad's kids.
Yeah.
And how rude she was to her dad, la la la. And I ngihlangane no mama in Durban. Yeah. A lady in Durban Central. I'm going to get my nails done. My nail tech is in Durban. And... I heard someone just say, Kanye! And that was the last thing. And then a few minutes later, my chest felt like it just opened up. She was beating the life out of me.
Hi, boo.
All I could just hear was, po, po, po. She was... And I was like,
so you're getting, I was,
physical abuse. Wait, that stuff still happens?
This is not the one.
What? I mean, I've heard of...
We're in 2020.
I've heard of Uti getting slapped after a generation.
In Siki. Yeah, I remember that.
She got slapped. She hit you, bro?
She hit me.
Whoa.
She does not like kids that talk back to their parents. That was the message she was giving me.
And she probably went to go tell her kids that,
yeah, I give you shy.
I'm shy.
And the kids were like, but mom, she's only acting.
Did you take a moment to think, I'm actually really that good?
I haven't really patted myself.
That's a testament. She believed you.
A lot. There is a Kanye out there who's a Mfundisi. Who has just told her dad to go kill himself because he's such a bad person. There is that person out there in her head. She exists. She lives. She breathes. And it was so
hard. How did you feel after that, though?
Hmm?
How did you feel after that?
I was surprised. I wanted to cry because it hurt. And then I was surprised because I didn't think it was that serious. And then I was angry because I'm like, do you not understand that it's acting? So I stood there for a good
everything
minute.
At once.
I was like, I was so messed up in the head. Like, I just paused, and I just had to just try and relax because I was being so trapped. Then to
you're
going to
be in the newspaper for something else.
You know,
actor Pete Owen.
It was going to be something else, but I mean, I think after that I realized this is real. And it's happening to you. Mm. And yeah, my mindset changed after that. I stayed at home a lot more. Yep.
Can you do your grocery without?
Never. Ever. Because so even if you can run away from people in the aisles, cashier. You have to go past the cashier.
Yeah, so now you're in the like queue. So do you ever don't you have this big ass hoodie or something where you can just...
Most of the time, I don't. I don't. I literally just walk out and just walk right back in the same way. I don't wear hats. I don't wear... I wear a lot of sunglasses, though.
So do you get free food?
No. Some of the things I hear have never happened to me.
Because you don't go out.
Will you protect me?
I'll protect you, dog. I'll protect you.
And the bad storyline is over.
It is. It is over. Now they're mad at me that I married a Xhosa guy and I'm a Zulu girl. So it's not gonna end.
Right.
It's not gonna end. I literally went to the annual beach festival. I was asked to go there and host. And I went there. I got on stage and this guy screams at the top of his voice, "Uyelane mampondweni sikhona." At the top of it, "Uyelane mampondweni sikhona," and we had to have that conversation. And it is unanimous. No, Zulu must stay here. This thing is real. It's so real.
This is crazy.
It is funny though.
It is funny. Your life is quite funny. But maybe we should book go out more, you know, get free drinks using your
free
face.
Drinks, yeah,
well,
free food.
I've actually gotten free drinks now that I remember.
Oh, you've like, gotten free
I've
drinks?
I've gotten a free drink, yes. I have.
A free drink.
No. We're trying to open up a free bar tab because you win the house.
We want.
Oh, well, I don't know. If
we want platters.
So, yeah, we want platters.
We want a couple of bottles on the table.
20 bottles of away.
Do people actually do that?
And it must have, yes. It must have sparks, you know, sparkles.
And the girls. You have to have the girls carry.
Oh, no. Okay. We'll walk away while that happens.
But it's a package. The sparkles comes with the girls.
No. It'll be good for the video. Zish.
Oh,
okay.
No, it's over. It's done.
So you have an interest in music as well.
I do. I have a huge interest in music. That is actually my first baby. I know I'm concentrating on my second now, but that's my first.
You got to pay the bills.
Yeah, ish. Yeah, you got to pay bills.
So what, when you're going to be working on an album? Well, I've heard one song, which is probably never going to be released, right?
No, it's not. It's never.
Was that the Rasta one?
Semi.
Yeah.
Mixed.
I think you should release it.
No.
I like it.
What, no. Did you write it? Do the lyrics belong to you?
No, I'm not releasing it.
Do the lyrics belong to you?
Yes, they do. I wrote
it.
Yes.
That's why you hate it. So that's why you must
release
it.
No, that's not why she hates it.
No, that's what not. I know exactly why.
Maybe I could reproduce it then.
That's what I'm trying to get at. We're trying to get all your talents out here. This Black House talk.
Yeah, we need to be like Childish Gambino, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him, by the way.
He's amazing. You're amazing too. Don't look at me like that, so. You just need to get your singing on now, and then
I will, Shem. I'm working on it. I've approached a friend of mine who I know is gonna help me out. So it's not anything serious yet. It's just meeting up and jamming and just getting the feeling of just singing on a regular basis.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why are you delaying starting your music career?
I'm afraid.
Ooh. What's up, man? Sabanza must have popped in.
I don't think I've been confident enough with my voice. I'm not confident with my voice.
But my nigga,
maybe I just don't like the sound of it when I hear it.
Yeah, no, it's a process and
it takes time. Eh?
I'm calling you out.
No, it's not taking time. Like, dude, you have to be like, all of what you do requires bravery.
True. A lot.
It's actually like, funny how you can be in front of the cameras and then be
and
scared.
Then be but so the thing, hilarious. Like acting and singing is like two different things in the sense of, it's like music is way more vulnerable. That's why we can have a character play the most racist person on the planet, right?
Yeah.
Kill 1,000 black people and we can still deal with this person like we know it's acting.
Yeah.
Whereby if you do the same thing in music, right? Like if a white artist went and used the N-word and talked about killing 5 niggas that day, then we would hate the person.
Yeah.
It's like we can separate acting
from the person,
story or performance, but we can't do the same with music. So
understandable.
It's way more vulnerable in that sense. So when you put yourself out there, people believe, and it is you at the same time.
I've never looked at music like a way, prof.
I'm scared. I'm scared of people being in my head. Because with acting, it's someone else's words.
Ooh.
With acting, it's someone else's words. With singing, it's my own words. It's how I think. And I'm scared of letting people in my head.
And that's the vulnerability of music.
And then, so do you have commitment issues?
No.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, I don't see the connection.
I was just checking. I was fishing. Okay, I admit it.
No, I don't.
You can commit.
How's I can.
Your love life?
Wow, okay. Poof. It's actually pretty good. It's healthy.
It's healthy. It's healthy. Actually, I feel bad. I must ask male guests that question too. I feel bad that it took a woman guest for me to start asking this question. I promise moving forward, I'll ask the male guests how they love life is too, so you don't feel bad.
Okay.
So.
Why are we starting with me?
Ah, Oprah Wampela.
We spoke about episode 11, you know.
Yeah, well.
And that feminine energy is all about birthing new ideas.
You're rebalancing us.
Recalibrating.
Recalibration. You know, this woman, the energy we love, Miss Ndlovu.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Shoot. Shoot, I got you.
Moving along. So, yeah. Where do you see yourself doing this music?
Pretty soon.
We sing.
I guess I'll never know what people will think or how it will be received unless I put it out there. So I have to try and be brave. It takes a lot. I have told myself, you're doing it. You're going to studio, you're gonna record. You remember that thing you wrote?
You owe me one song at least.
At least.
No, it's on my EP, not your project.
Ouch.
No, but we've spoken about this. I don't understand. Ouchian.
Oh, I actually listened.
We're just putting it out. You listen?
I listened to the two songs I got.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
What, that's Guitars and Pogs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you can catch Guitars and Pogs out in the streets, now available. Prof dropping an EP on the 6th of March.
Yes.
Keep it moving. Shameless plug.
The healing.
The healing,
it was
yes.
So deep. It was beautiful.
Mm. Are you going to sing on something soon? Before sucking out all the talents, I want you to say yes on the air.
And sing it when?
Ipella.
In a week's time, in a month's time.
Don't worry, we got your number.
Okay, got you.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Yes.
Plus, you always come to our office. Why do you come to our office so often?
It's so fun. It's so much fun. Like, you guys feel this? Like genuine people.
Thank you.
We try.
You just
try.
It's a beautiful energy to be around, especially once before I go into a scene or before I go downstairs to act.
If I go past
and I say hello and I laugh.
We're back in a good vibration.
You know? And then by the time I get downstairs, I'm just in it to win it.
Steady cough.
Oh, yes. I love your coffee.
Steady cough.
You always cough.
Yes.
I always finish their good coffee.
So to anybody who wants to go on a journey of becoming an actor and it feels impossible because they're in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's just cows and donkeys and goats. What do you have to say to them?
Wow. God. To be honest, and this is me being very honest, it is not easy. Mm. It's not easy because you have to want it enough to go out there and find out the information. Because before I could go into an institution, I had to bother myself with things like going to the library, reading a book, just going to Google and finding out what a monologue is. So if you bother yourself enough about what you want to do and find out information, you will probably be just 2% there, because after that, it's just a whole lot of other things. It's hard, guys. I don't know how to explain it. But study, man. I mean, I feel like if you go into an institution, if you go to like DUT, you're so exposed to so many other institutions and so many other opportunities. You get to do plays. People come to watch you. And there's someone who's going to spot you, who's going to think you're amazing. Mm. And if you don't, then you have the skills to do that for yourself. Either way, it's a win-win. So go to school, guys. I know it's redundant. I know it's oversaid. I know it's you hear it all the time. And then people will tell you, no, but someone didn't study and they got there. You're not them. But school is important. Study.
Nizwil. Because you eventually went back to school now.
Yes, I did.
Listen to mama.
She still wants me to be a forensic scientist. Yeah, pressure.
Listen to your parents, but don't listen to them.
But don't listen to everything they say.
Yeah, you gotta be selective with it.
Yes, because I mean, they're still stuck. Because now, all of a sudden, acting is a career. It's an actual thing. Yeah. It didn't happen in their time. I can actually make money and I can live. I can be well off with just doing what I love. Acting, yeah. Music. You can be an illustrator now. They don't even know what that is. You can be an illustrator now. Oh God, there's so much. Like, the pool has been open.
Is your family happy though with where you are generally?
No.
They still want you to.
The problem with my family is information. To them, it's TV and you're there. Meaning you are right there with everyone else. Mm. Even financially, even just your life should be somewhere else. Yeah. And it's not there and it's taking too long, what's going on. Mm. So they don't understand the process of being.
Can you try explain it to them?
No, I don't. I don't want to bother. Yeah. I don't want to lie. I do not bother.
Like, life.
I just give out information.
Yeah.
Why are you coming back so late? Because I had a gig. I had to go and host somewhere. And I'm here at 1. Oh, okay. What does that do? I go on stage and I, to them, dance and talk and then come back. So I have to, that's exactly how what I need to say so that I don't have to actually explain.
You're too lazy to get in depth.
You're passive.
No, they will find something to say. I got Angel into a conch. That is the line they will hit me with all the time. Now even my older sister does it, that girl.
But she's saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. She's my mom.
Bad older sister.
I call her mini mom now.
He called her mini mom. Does she have her own kids?
She does. She has two beautiful little girls.
Yeah, it's bound to happen after that. We become our parents.
Yeah, we become our parents. We become our parents after this. Now we're just a look tet. You don't see it.
You can find it all you want.
You find it. You will.
I don't know. I'm still good with being cool aunt.
You're still cool aunt?
Yes. I bring the gadgets. I bring the cool stuff. We chill. We do homework. And then
get them hyped. Give them sugar and then bounce.
Yeah. And I buy them everything they want.
Oh, bad aunt.
So that,
you're the rich aunt from Durban.
Rich, I wish.
Maybe your rich aunt wasn't so rich. They just didn't have any kids. So it's more spending power.
That is very true.
That is very true.
And then bounce. Once they cry, you're like, boy, like, go back to
my. Okay, bye.
Okay.
You can't give them back.
Yeah, but you can't give your kids. Own back. So that's why I'm.
Yeah, once you have kids, you can't give them back.
Lifetime. Yeah. Even
like,
when they
like you guys can still call your parents right now and be a burden again.
Yeah, no, so cool.
Like, I have a cartel. I'm 7.
And dip out when it gets real. When you need to be a child again, I got into managa cool much. Out.
Out. Out. Ooh, it's so much fun. That's all I wanted to do when I grew up.
What?
Be out. I didn't want the responsibilities of growing up. I just wanted to rock up, emini, not be there when everyone is waking up in the morning and cleaning and cooking and just wake up at 12. To hamselano and mogul. Oh,
that's what I wanted.
We be like I
yes.
What's that, please? For
please explain what a villa is to.
A villa is a lazy person. Okay. Someone who's lazy.
Yeah.
You can be lazy for different reasons. Reasons. Especially I don't like.
Oh, so because I could fill up.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I don't like washing. I don't like washing clothes. I don't like ironing clothes. I don't like going to the washing line and hanging clothes.
Me I too. I hate like that one.
Doing
especially on a windy that. Day.
So I would rather be in the kitchen. Anything to do with house duties that we've done?
Well, not everything. I can't be in a very dirty space. So I'll compulsorily just clean.
Because you were raised that way.
Yeah. And I'll clean. And then it'll be clean. And every time I use a space, I'll wipe there so that I don't have to clean the whole house again. If I drop breadcrumbs, I have to pick them up right there and then.
You're lazy ass.
So that my place is clean for at least 2 weeks.
That's my way of thinking, though. But in a more boyish way. So like divided by like 10.
I can't wait for cleaning robots.
Like, yeah, probably.
The day a robot can cook and clean, I'm getting one, bro. Like, download the firmware, update it monthly, download Jamie Oliver.
Pay a subscription.
Like, it's fine. Like, yeah, I do not want to be dealing with tedious stuff.
It is very tedious, but interesting. Anyway, Miss Uno Ndlovu, where can we find you on the socials?
Exactly what you just said, Uno Ndlovu. On Instagram, Uno Ndlovu. On Twitter, Nqobile Ndlovu. On Facebook, Uno Ndlovu. One on TikTok.
Okay, just spell out one. Uno.
Hmm?
Spell it out.
Uno, UNQOH. NDLOVU, one word.
Cool. Okay. Siyabonga, Mampongo. Thank you for finally coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on episode 11.
Thank you.
11's a good number.
It is, actually. 11, it's a lucky 11, number.
11, 11.
Yeah.
11, 11.
Exactly. So good things are going to happen this year in 11, 11 in 2020. Thank you again. You can catch us on the website www.deeplyrooted.co.za/radio-dr or radio-dr.co.za. Prof, where can they find you?
Black House Talk.
Exactly. Black House Talk.
Black House Talk. Thank you for listening.
Okay, sure. radio-dr.co.za.
Yo, what's your boy, Prof? Are you listening to radio-dr.co.za? Easy.